boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Oh man, I really, really, really hate to do this, but I have to issue another code red.
Please help me!
I have to ban you. Literally, after this week, you have to take a week off.
Oh, come on!
You're done.
No.
This is number three in the last 3 days, I think.
Okay, but this is like a serious code red.
You say that every time.
This one is the most code red of all code reds.
Get on with it. What is it?
Okay, so I am, I'm borrowing my sister's fiance's like SUV because they're going to be out of town. Mm-hmm. So I'm borrowing their car because I'm moving. It's a big, nice SUV. So this is going to be nice. I can put more stuff in a car, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm borrowing it today. The thing is, as soon as I got in the car, I realized I can't drive this thing. Because the Prindle, as someone who watched Sweet Life and Zach and Cody, it's not a normal Prindle. You've got park, reverse, neutral, not drive, and then a 2-in-1. Here's where the drive is confusing me. There's a D5, D4, and D3. What the heck do I need all these D5, D4, D3s, whatever those are?
I've never driven a vehicle with more than one D setting.
That's what I'm wondering. So I didn't know which one to drive in. I'm like, do I just pick whatever number sounds pretty to me? So I picked 5.
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't know if that was right. And I'm so embarrassed and I'm ashamed of myself. I don't want to text them because I don't want to be like, hey, I'm a dummy who doesn't know what D5, D4, D3 is. Which one should I be driving in? The reason I don't want to text them is I don't want them to be like, oh, dear Lord, if she don't even know which one to drive in, we shouldn't have let her borrow the car.
Well, and what setting has she been driving in already?
I know
you drove to work today. So, yeah, it's too late.
I know. That's why I'm like, I can't text them because I don't want them to know that I don't know.
Have you given it a Google? I think you need to Google it.
No, here's what I did first. I asked all the smart people here at work, the people who look smart.
Yeah, you asked me as soon as you walked in. I was like, dude. Do you know who you're talking to? I hardly know how to operate a motor vehicle as is, let alone with extra settings.
Let me tell you this. The amount of radio people who have no idea what D5, D4, D3 is astounding. Zero people know what that is in the building. Nobody knows what it is.
They don't teach you that in driver's ed, I don't think.
No, so I tried Googling it. I'm so confused by Google. I don't even know which one to do. So I'm thinking, at the way home, I'm going to pick D3. The reason I'm picking D3, because again, I'm going to go with whatever sounds prettiest to me, is my name is Destiny, so that starts with a D, and I'm going to be almost 30, so I'm going to pick the number 3.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
I don't know if that is the right way to do it, but if that's what it's going to take,
that's what I'm doing.
To decide.
And if I end up on the side of the road, well, you know why.
She was driving in D3.
Taylor absolutely hates me for doing this, but I have to issue another code red.
Please help me.
It's getting old real quick.
This one's serious this time, okay? I swear to God. I'm borrowing my sister's fiance's car. It's like an SUV. I don't know what type. Don't ask me. But it's a big trucky thingy, right? And
it's not a truck. It's just bigger than your little car.
That thingy, yeah. And I get into it and I see on the Prindle, it's park, reverse, neutral, D5, D4, D3, and then a 1 and a 2. Where's just a D? I don't know.
I also have never, ever, ever, ever heard of that because why? Like, it's
right.
Normally just a D.
That's what. So then I got into it. I'm like, which one do I drive in? So I just drove in D5, not knowing which one. I just thought D5 sounded the prettiest. Woo.
Which is scary because it's not your car. You have to give this thing back in one piece, ideally.
I don't want to damage it.
David, you said you know something about this?
Okay, so basically it's a different gear ratio. So if you're towing something or you're going down mountains and you want to have a lower gear ratio, then you can use 3 or 4. Normally, when you're just driving, normally you want as many gears as possible because you save gas. So D5 would be fine.
D5.
Dude.
David says D5. That's how you're going to remember that. David said D5.
That's good.
Okay, this makes sense, though, because you blew my mind. You came busting into my office like, what does this mean? And I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know. My car has always just had a D. And then you made me think on my like middle console, I have a thing that says drive mode, but it just has a little like up and down arrow that you can toggle through them.
Oh, yeah.
So after you said that, I was like, I got to go look at my car because what is this madness about? Truly. It's the same thing. It's just not numbered.
You got a D5, D4, D3?
No, no, not quite. Mine are named. Like, you can scroll through. Like David said, it's different gear things. I have a tow option.
Oh,
like
cool.
He said, sand, trail, snow, econ, and sport. Am I ever going to use it? No way. But now I know what it means.
Dude, that's cool.
So that's the same thing for yours. Well, not yours, but the car you're driving.
Yeah.
That you can change it if you need to, if you're getting towed, which hopefully that doesn't happen.
No. But I'm still stuck on the fact that you can drive in sand.
You know what? Why would I be doing that?
Where are you going to do that here in Iowa?
As an adult, I really did think there would be more quicksand in my life. And now I know that I would be prepared if I ever come across it.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So earlier, Destiny, you were telling me that you love seeing TikTok trends that are like, try this with your man or test your man to see if you're going to get a dinner out of this whatever.
Yeah. My favorite ones are like, test your man and if he gets too wrong, he owes you dinner.
I love that.
Yeah. Are you going to give me another one? I'm just trying to get a free meal out of this.
Yes, maybe, could be. Depends how you do it. So let me tell you what I've seen trending on TikTok. I don't think the guy normally knows about it. It's when you're sitting down for dinner and you've got identical plates with you and your guy. Let's say a bowl of spaghetti and two breadsticks or something. And the challenge is trying to match your man's eating pace.
Oh, I am so out.
Same.
Dude, because the way that neighbor man eats, it's insane.
I am always
it's like
so
a dog
shook
that has not ate in like 24 hours.
Dude, that's what I always say. Every time I sit down to eat with my boyfriend.
Does he eat like a freaking dog?
He's ravenous, man. Every time I look at him, I'm like, did you eat all day? Like, when's the last time you ate?
They don't breathe, Taylor.
I've had
swear
a bite.
To God.
It's shocking. And I'm like in my head, I'm like, am I eating ridiculously slow?
I do. I eat so slow. By the time I'm getting to like the last 20 bites, it's cold as frozen as a rock. I don't know what you want to say.
But I feel like even when I am really hungry and I feel like, oh my gosh, I could scarf this down.
I still don't eat that fast.
He's been done for 10 minutes, dude.
Also, the problem is I'm talking too much. That's also part of my problem.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a you problem, I think.
But I do also eat slowly.
I don't know.
So you want me to, oh, God.
That's what girls are doing. They're sitting down, they're filming both of them, and most of the time, they can't keep up because...
Did they get sick? Because I would get sick so fast.
I think I would, too. So try it. If you dare.
Oh, my God.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Told you, it's a really sad day here at Z102.9 because I went behind my best friend's back, Taylor, and I turned in your resignation without you knowing. Yeah, it might be breaking a law of some sort. Who cares?
me, kind of.
Yeah. You're gonna forgive me later. I turned in your resignation to our bosses without you knowing via email. I hacked into your email very easily. By the way, you should probably change your password.
What is happening?
Sent him a resignation. Said you were gonna be quitting, effective immediately. Then I sent a letter to Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell. And on behalf of you, by the way, again, really change your password. And I told her that you have such a great, great skill that the city of Cedar Rapids is not taking advantage of.
What's my skill? I have no skills, I thought.
You got a skill of naming trees.
Oh!
And I told you yesterday when you named the three new trees in our front lawn... that I really think that the city of Cedar Rapids should hire you as a tree namer. I don't know. We can come up with an official title of some sort.
Uh-huh. I didn't even do this on purpose. It literally was like I was doing my, you know, hourly check what was going on outside.
Yeah.
And there were some men dropping off some trees in our yard, which is happening all over this part of town, by the way.
Dropping trees everywhere.
So I was like, well, if they're going to live here, they deserve names. So we now have on the Z102.9 property, Morgan Treeman, Queen Latrifa, and Keanu Leaves.
That one's my favorite.
I didn't know that. I mean, like, as soon as I started thinking of them, it was pretty easy. And now I feel like it's official.
Well, it's funny. I always knew that you would be really great, like, doing the Iowa DOT sign. Like, I always knew that they should hire you for that. But I'm like, forget that job. I'm telling you, they should hire you, the city of Cedar Rapids. If you're just going to keep plotting trees everywhere, we should start naming the trees. Because then people want to come see the trees. They want to come water the trees. They want to take care of those trees because those trees have names. They have value, right?
Dude, I love a pun.
Right? So that's why I turned in your resignation. Forget the fact that I hacked into your account. And that's why I sent that letter to Tiffany.
I mean, does this position come with benefits? Because if that's the case...
Hold on. I don't know if they're making a job for you.
Oh. Well, you just... You quit for me and you don't even know if I have job security?
I didn't think that part through. City of Cedar Rapids, I hope you're proud of your new... What did we call you?
Head Botanical Birch.
I hope you're proud of your new head of... whatever she just said. Taylor, everybody, I challenged you with a pretty big challenge, pretty big ask, to come up with some names for all the new trees in our neighborhood. Because you already did it yesterday. You named our new trees in our front lawn.
Yep, Morgan Treeman, Queen Latrifa, Keanu Leaves. Pretty proud of those.
Those are good ones. Now we have more trees because I noticed our neighbors are getting trees down the road. The Dr. Pepper factory's getting trees.
It's planting season, baby.
Yeah, everybody's getting them. So I challenged you to come up with more names and also to come up with a name that involves my name.
Okay. I did do that. Also, I received a complaint from our coworker.
Uh-oh.
Kelly Lala. She also was hurt that there was no tree named after her. So I
feel ya.
I do have names inspired by both of you, along with some other celebrities. So I'll give you yours first, Destiny.
Okay.
Your tree would be Des Twigney. Pretty good.
I like that one.
Thank you.
I hope it's a little tiny little guy.
Yeah, it would have to be a scrawny little tree.
I'm thinking of like the one, is it in Charlie Brown that's like tilted over?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, that would be you as a tree. Okay, so Kelly Lala kind of gets like a double whammy because it's first last name.
Ooh.
So I would call her tree Calif Lalog. Calif Lalog. I hope she's satisfied with that.
That's a good one.
And then obviously I literally couldn't stop because once the puns are going,
they be going.
There's no quitting. I'd like to name a tree Spruce Willis. Miley Cypress.
That one should be one in our front lawn. That's good.
I like that one. It's Brittany Birch. Again, borrow these if you want. Just give me the credit. I'd like to call another tree Hi Barkby.
Aww, like Barbie. I like that one.
I have Olivia Root Rigo. And then the last one I could think of, because you didn't give me that long, was Donald Trunk.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
You smell that?
My breath from my lunch earlier?
No, not that.
What?
Dude, outside smells like margaritas.
I don't think that. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't even tell me you don't walk outside, you take a deep, deep breath of that fresh air, and immediately you're like, I think I smell some lime and a little tequila, maybe. Suddenly, you're deciding, like, okay, is it a margarita at home on the patio type night, or am I going to go
out
and venture to find a margarita? I don't know, but if it smells like it outside, it's only right.
So you can have a margarita tonight?
Did I make that obvious?
Well, now my question for you is on the rocks, blended, what are we doing?
I think my first marg of the season, I would like spicy margarita on the rocks, please.
Oh my God, blended all the way. What do you do on the rim? Do you do salt or sugar?
Well, if I'm going to do a spicy margarita, it's going to be tahini, obviously.
Oh, I do sugar.
Otherwise, I would choose sugar.
Okay.
Okay, well. Cheers to margaritas.
Do you want to leave and go get margaritas? Because I feel like that's what we're talking about.
It's all I can smell, so yeah. I feel like you can tell how small of a town you're from based on how many fast food restaurants you have and drive-thrus, which, by the way, we want to hear from you. Tell us you're from a small town without telling us you're from a small town. But I bring this up because tomorrow I'm actually going to be driving through my hometown, and as I'm planning like my morning and what time I need to get up tomorrow, I know I have to plan an extra 15, 20 minutes to stop and get coffee on the way, because I know there's no coffee drive-thrus in Anamosa.
Oh.
We don't have the fancy Starbucks. We don't have the Dunkin's. We don't have any of that. So I know I got to get it in like Marion or something as I'm driving through tomorrow morning. And then with that, I'm like, if I wanted any drive-through at all, it would be McDonald's.
That's the only option?
I believe to this day that is the only drive-through in Anamosa.
Wow, you really are a small town.
But two Subways. Riddle me that, right?
Not one, but two?
Not one, but two for no reason. I'll be the one to say it. If you didn't have a drive your tractor to school day, you weren't from a small town.
Wow, you just shouted out Vin Schulzberg right there.
Oh, Anamosa too. And I'm sure many, many other
and
people.
I'm not going to lie, I was a little jealous I did not have a tractor I could bring
in. Same. And any other day of the year, I wouldn't care. But when people got to drive them to school, I was like really jealous
of
that.
I was like, oh man, where can I go to get a tractor?
It's a little more difficult than that. We are asking you to tell us you're from a small town without telling us you're from a small town. But 7688 did text us and said the air quotes city man used one tractor to do all of the town's snow removal. The guy, the snow guy.
Yep.
Everybody had him. I would love to know what you think makes Vinton
that
a small
just made
town.
Me think of another one.
Go off.
I had one in my head, but that one just made me think of one. Small town Vinton, we got nowhere or no one to take care of really the snow. So what they do in Vinton is they put it in the middle of the road.
What?
So they take the snow and they pile it all in the center of the road. So it's like a little mountain in the middle of the road. I think it's a hazard, if you ask me.
What? Yeah, that does sound. Yeah,
honestly, sometimes you can't tell when there's a car coming because there's a giant hill of snow.
So who's moving it?
They don't move it, Taylor.
They just let it pile up.
They just let it pile up, and then eventually it melts.
Oh.
Because we're from a small town. Who's going to take care of that? Nobody. There is no one to take care of it.
They're busy. Yeah, okay. That's fair.
I would also say we're from a small town. There's no Walmart.
Oh, we lived that life a long time in Anamosa when I was growing up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you guys have a Walmart now?
We do. It's
well, that's cool.
It actually, okay, so I remember growing up, we did not have a Walmart, and then we got a Walmart. Huge, huge news. And then we got a Super Walmart, which is like,
what?
You are living in Los Angeles, basically.
Dude,
if you
live in Vinton, you have to come to Cedar Rapids for pretty much everything because you don't have a Walmart.
And how long is that drive?
30 plus minutes, Taylor.
That's how you know.
And you have to hope that you don't hit the snow on the way.
That's a small town.
Imagine living in such a small town that pretty much everybody was related.
Oh, God.
5253 texted in. They said the town I'm from in Florida was just two trailer parks and most of us were related.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like, I hope it's a small town, otherwise you got a big family.
Yeah. Then 4195 texted in, and they topped your other person about graduating class.
Oh, yeah.
You said it was like 40.
40.
4195 can beat that. They said graduating class of 26 people.
Holy cow.
Can you imagine dating anybody in that? I mean, you're going to be dating your best friend's ex at some point. You know what I mean?
Wait, yeah, no kidding.
Sorry, there is no other option here.
The drama's juicy, I'm sure, in that town. Richard, how small is your town?
I grew up where we didn't have a grocery store, a church, or a bar.
Whoa, where was that?
Elliott, Iowa.
The no grocery store is so real. It really is.
Yeah, and you have to travel like, what, 10, 15 minutes just to get milk? And dang it.
Every time it's like, okay, we gotta like take the grocery trip because you're driving minimum 15 miles. Miguel, what about you?
If you can drive around into town in like 5 minutes, or if you can just go around the block in like 5 minutes and that's the whole town.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever use the phrase scoop the loop?
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's going for a cruise. It's going for like a cruise, and your cruise is like 5-10 minutes, and that's it. You hit the whole town.
Every small town had the route that you would drive with your friends when you first got your license.
I had the route, but I've never heard of scoop the loop.
Yeah.
Is that what you called it?
Yeah, we would scoop the loop.
I've never heard of that before.
Or cruising or whatever you call it in your community, I guess. Whatever. Oscar, what about you?
You know, you're from a small town when the sheriff knows you by first and last name. But just know they know your whole family.
That is both good and bad.
That's what I'm thinking.
So, you know, anytime you got in trouble, they're like, you know,
I know your mom.
I've got your dad's phone number. Should we call him? And you're like, oh, God dang it.
Why does everybody know Cedar Rapids, if a sheriff pulls me over, I'm good.
You probably don't know my family members.
Hey, Jeff just texted in, beat 4195. Jeff texted and said that their senior class was 11. Oh, my God.
What? Where was that?
Boxham? I don't even know how to pronounce that. I never heard of that.
Small
but it's
enough
in Iowa
that I've never heard of it. Jeez. That's crazy.
No, thank you.
Okay, if anybody can beat 11.
Don't tell me, because it just makes me want to cry.
No kidding. Scott, how small was your town?
I took my current wife, fiance, girlfriend home, and she asked my mom how many people are in our town, and my mom started listing the families and the names and everything by name. That's how small of a town we live in.
I'm trying everything I can to make sure that I don't end up wearing orange or black and white. What I'm trying to say is I don't end up in jail.
In the clink. Dude, it's probably not worth it.
No.
For taxes, I'm guessing that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're due on Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday is tax day.
Well, I just happen to remember that today. There's many problems with this. One, I have absolutely no idea where my W-2s are. I have two of them I need to find. I have no idea where they're at. That's the first panic problem. Number two is I ain't got no idea how to file taxes. So I texted my dad today because I still have him file my taxes. And I texted him and I said, hey, can you do my taxes? And he just texted me just a couple minutes ago. And he goes, wow, asking me 4 days before deadline instead of 2 days?
Oh, this was an improvement?
He goes, look at you growing up and taking care of things early.
I guess even the smallest baby steps are steps.
And he goes, deadline is Monday at midnight. Monday, 11:59 p.m. officially, I'd say, LOL.
Wow. I really thought that you were going to say he was upset, like, oh my God, another year of this, Destiny.
Dude,
he
told me like 2 or 3 years ago that he was done doing my taxes and I needed to grow up. And I hope he forgot about that, Taylor.
Clearly he has. He's saying that 4 days in advance is an improvement.
I'm just like, we're going to keep riding my dad doing the taxes as long as I can.
Little does he know, he's probably not going to get the paperwork he needs from you.
Till probably Sunday night.
Monday morning is my guess.
Yeah, probably.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I always have a lot of hope when I see that there's new dating trends around, because I'm like, have we grown from ghosting? Let's leave that in the past. So every once in a while, I like to do a little check, see what's trending in the dating game so that I can pass it on to everybody else and make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Of what's normal out in the world of romance. Now, take this with a grain of salt, because it comes from Ashley Madison, which is that website, I believe, for affairs. But they have the Discreet Dictionary, which apparently they come up with all of these terms and give them definitions. So if you're like, I don't know what this means, you can look there and find out what the heck these dating trends and buzzwords and stuff mean. So I picked a couple of my favorites that I have not heard of yet that I want to make sure that you are aware of. The first one is Fireside Fling.
Oh, I don't know. I just like the name of that one.
It's kind of nice, right? But unfortunately, I feel like the Fireside Flings are probably coming to an end because those are the people that you connect with to get through the dark and the cold days during the winter months.
Oh.
So we've heard of cuffing season, right? Mm-hmm. But what do you call that person? Well, they're your Fireside Fling.
Dude.
Now we're in spring, so you're probably cutting those people off. So yeah. It's been real. It's been fun. The next one is Freewheeling, which you've heard of third wheeling, where you tag along with your friends. But freewheeling is being in relationships or hookups with multiple people and not feeling any shame or guilt about it, a.k.a. you're playing the field.
I totally thought it was going to be something else.
What did you think? Freewheeling?
I thought maybe it was like you were just like dating someone, but you're like mooching off of them. Like you're
freeloading.
Like, yeah. Okay. Like, you know, you don't pay for any meals. You're not paying for any rent or anything. That's kind of what
I could be doing that, but with multiple people, I guess. That's true. Feeling no guilt. Game of Tones. This is insane. Game of Tones is when you assign specific ringtones to people that you're having an affair with. So if you have if you're somebody that keeps your phone on loud, first of all, I want to talk because that's weird.
I like to do that.
But it's like if you knew you were cheating, you would set a specific ringtone so that you knew like, uh-oh, got to mute that really quick or, oh, I got to step out of the room to make sure that
someone has way too much time on their hands.
No kidding. But Game of Tones is a genius name. Call of Booty. Is just when somebody's playing like stupid juvenile games. They're like not really settling down. They're not committing. So that you can now refer to as Call of Booty. And the last one I have for you is auto erect.
What is that?
With, you know, all of the technology we have this day, it's when you use ChatGPT when you're having like spicy texting conversations.
So you make ChatGPT write it up for you?
Yes. And instead of autocorrect, oops, it was just auto-erect.
Got it.
So use that one in your weekend if you'd like.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
We had a moment yesterday during Those Girls in the Afternoon that I feel like sometimes doesn't get captured on air, which is one of us saying something really stupid and the other person being like, wow, that was really something that you just said out loud. So Destiny, I'm sorry, I have to throw you under the bus.
Oh dear God.
For something that you wholeheartedly believed was true yesterday.
There's penguins.
In Alaska?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have to have... No, there's not, Destiny.
There's not?
Holy
There's not penguins
cow.
In Alaska.
You were...
I really did think there was penguins in Alaska.
I don't know how we got there. And then I was just dumbfounded, honestly. But I get it, though.
I knew penguins are where things were cold. And I figured Alaska is cold.
They might be at a zoo. If Alaska has any zoos, they're probably there. however, I do believe they reside in the South Pole, a.k.a. Antarctica.
Oh.
You know what? Whatever. Not a big deal. Why would you need to know that as a radio DJ?
See, that's what I'm thinking. It's one of those, I have to learn, there's like hundreds of buttons in front of me, right? I got to keep that knowledge in my brain so I don't take us off the air, right? Or I don't press the wrong button. The penguin thing might have just slipped my brain. I think I learned that maybe in like second or third grade.
Mm-hmm.
It slipped my brain. I had radio knowledge that had to be put. I'm just going to tell myself.
Are
you following along?
Yeah, that sounds like a really good excuse. I have to let the world know, Destiny, that yesterday you wholeheartedly believed that penguins live in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, in theory, it makes sense. However, it is incorrect.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize to me because actually I'm having a great time with this.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay.
Because I've found, I guess, two weaknesses of yours, which is animals and geography.
I could have told you that one.
So to, you know.
I'm pretty positive I was trying to flirt with boys during that class.
Probably. And that's why this is going to be so much fun. So, because you thought penguins living in Alaska and they were popular animals there, I figure why not ask you if you know the state mammal for a couple different states, because that means they're popular there, right? That's what the state is known for. And then we can really gauge if you know where animals live.
Okay.
Okay. We got to start with Alaska.
Oh, God.
I'll give you a hint. It's not a penguin.
Thank you. A polar bear. I don't know. It's probably a fish.
No, it's just an animal. It is not a polar bear. They do have those there. I had to Google.
Thank God. I got that one right.
Up north, no.
I don't know what they have there. It's cold.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who else likes cold other than, I thought, penguins and polar bears.
Okay, nope. That is the moose.
You know what? I should have known that. My friend lived in Alaska when she
what? Your friend ever bring up penguins?
No, but she did bring up mooses. My friend Emily.
Meese. Whatever they're called.
My friend Emily said you always had to watch out for mooses or whatever when going out your front door.
Okay, interesting.
Every rom-com somehow ends up in Alaska and there's moose. I should have known that. Dang it, I hate myself. Go on.
I have never seen a single movie that ended up in Alaska, but okay.
Don't ask.
Okay, so this one's just for funsies because Iowa technically does not have an official mammal, but there is a proposed one, so I kind of want to see if you can guess what the
proposed
one is.
I'm going to disappoint the whole state of Iowa. I don't know, a hawk?
No, but that would make sense. We already have a state bird, and we don't need one of those. Birds also are not mammals.
A cow?
No, but also would make sense. The proposed state mammal for Iowa is a muskrat.
What the heck is that?
A muskrat? They're little like river creatures.
I don't think I've ever seen one before.
Good Lord. Okay, what do you think lives in Kansas? Their state mammal. She's looking at me.
Well, wait a minute. Don't they have like an animal on their flag or something like that? Or it's Kansas University has something.
Oh.
I swear to God they do.
It got four legs.
Is it I want to say a beaver?
No.
Was I close?
Well, no, but
oh.
No, I thought you were going to say the right thing.
Does it start with a B?
It does. You're not going to guess this.
No, I don't know anything else that starts with a B.
What else lives in Kansas?
Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. She I don't was. Know.
It's a bison.
I don't know what the heck that is.
Okay. One last one.
I hate myself right now.
I don't know how much longer I can endure this, to be honest with you. What do you think lives in Tennessee?
Quit asking me states like this.
Ask me what lives in Tennessee?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. A horse?
No, you know what? That's a valid guess, but that is not the state mammal. Would you like me to tell you to put you out of your misery?
Is it small or large? Give
it
me
is
one more
small.
Guess.
Small. Small mammal.
I think they're cute.
You know what? I actually don't know if you think these are cute.
A platypus.
No, I probably don't think that Tennessee has any platypus in their state lines.
I give up.
What? Is a raccoon.
That's their state.
That's their state mammal. Is a raccoon.
Seriously?
You're so
that was your
impressed.
Option? Was a raccoon?
Dude, you guessed a platypus. It's so funny going off to college, right out of high school, and you meet other people from Iowa and then some out-of-staters, and as you get to know each other, the way people talk about where they're from, you can tell, oh, you're from a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. And we talked about that earlier today. Telling us you're from a small town without telling us you're from a small town. And on Facebook, Kate commented, knowing everyone, their siblings probably have been to their house and eaten their mom's brownies at least once.
Oh, yeah.
I feel that. You were on the same sports team with people and every mom had a special snack they would bring.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's the Gatorade mom. I totally relate to that.
Well, I related to Matt on our Facebook page because he said, don't lock my car doors and ask the neighbor for milk. I didn't really ever ask the neighbor for milk, but I definitely never locked my car doors.
Mm-hmm.
And we never locked our front door ever which sounds bad.
Never.
In Vinton, Iowa. Well, I mean, I'm sure normal people probably did, but growing up, we never locked our front door,
yeah,
like, ever. And I never locked my car door. Like, to the point that I loved my neighbor. She was awesome. There'd be times that, like, I'd have my windows down. I'd take an afternoon nap on my lunch break or something, and it would start raining. Mm-hmm. And she knew my car was never locked, so she could break into it and roll my window up for me.
That's
a small town.
That right there is small town stuff.
Dumb question of the day.
Oh, boy. What is this, number 57?
Pretty much true. No, seriously, I have a dumb question to ask you. I'm borrowing my sister's fiance's car.
Okay.
This weekend, because it's bigger. It's like an SUV. It can fit a whole lot more because I'm moving. So yeah, it's like, oh my God, I could fit so many boxes. We could fit like a bookshelf in there. It's going to be so nice while moving. The thing that I've always wondered, and knock on wood, it doesn't happen. If I'm borrowing somebody else's car and I get pulled over, what happens?
I worry about this often.
It's what I'm worrying about.
I actually don't know.
See, neither do I. What do I do?
Hi, police officer. This isn't my car.
And then that sounds suspicious. Then you see me on the most wanted.
Well, yeah, especially because it's your sister's
fiance's car.
So you don't even have the same last name.
No.
Oh my God, you are in trouble.
Dude, I don't look good in orange.
If I see you on the TV this weekend in a high-speed chase, I'm not asking any questions, and I'm going to cheer you on.
I was going to say, are you going to bail me out?
Yeah, I will ask to ride along in the helicopter view.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.